2 score and 13 months ago, Dean and I brought forth on this website a new feature, conceived in vanity and dedicated to the proposition that all Frank Black songs are deserving of airplay. Now we are engaged in a great distance between us, testing whether that show, or any show so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of Dean's desire for long-term vacations. We have come to dedicate a portion of the internet as a final resting place for those episodes who gave their songs that others might hear them. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But, in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this internet. The brave websites, porn and not porn, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will have little note, nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what those songs did here. It is for us, the listeners rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who wield the guitar so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that we still haven't played Tiny Heart yet, or perhaps the New York City version of Headache, that we here highly resolve that these songs shall have not been played in vain, that this podcast, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that enjoyment of the podcast, by the podcast, and for the podcast, shall not perish from this earth. Brian Salvatore, July 1st, 2010. Well, that was the most epic introduction I've ever done. It's the FrankBlack.net podcast, episode number 48. My name is Brian, and I'm very happy to be here with you today. Just mere days before the celebration of American independence on July 4th, which is the reason I desecrated one of the most beautifully written documents in American history for the purposes of a cheap laugh. So here we are, and the theme of today's podcast is Independence Day, the day of the independent. So we're going to be playing all sorts of tracks from independent releases. Nothing that was on a major label is allowed to be played here today. We're going to get started by two tracks from things that were released through blackfrancis.net. The first one is the demo version of Do What You Want Ganeshwar that was both featured on blackfrancis.net for download and is featured on the forthcoming Abba Bubba B-Sides compilation. And after that, we're going to hear Stars from the Golem. So you've heard enough of me talking already. Do What You Want Ganeshwar, Stars.
Do what you want, Ganeshwar, but you're gone to the next one. Do what you want, Ganeshwar, that's an Act 47. Get in the cars, everyone, you think you're going to Ashram. Get in the cars, everyone, but you're gone to the next one. Do what you want, Ganeshwar, but you're gone to the next one. Do what you want, Ganeshwar, that's an Act 47. Ooh, sad na na. Ooh, sad na na. Moving on. Ooh, sad na na. Moving on. Ooh, sad na na. Moving on. Do what you want, Ganeshwar, but you're gone to the next one. Do what you want, Ganeshwar, that's an Act 47. Do what you want, Ganeshwar, but you're gone to the next one. Do what you want, Ganeshwar, that's an Act 47. You took down 3, Ganeshwar, but we're taking down 7. But do what you want, Ganeshwar, but you're gone to the next one. Oh, Sadana, moving on. Oh, Sadana, moving on. Oh, Sadana, moving on. Oh, Sadana, moving on. Do what you want, Ganaswa. Have you been reading your guitar? No. Do what you want, Ganaswa. I got a bullet with pizza. Do what you want, Ganaswa. Maybe a swamp is a prankster. Do what you want, Ganaswa. Maybe a little bit gangster. Do what you want, Ganaswa. But you're going to the next one. Do what you want, Ganaswa. That's an act for the seven.
Next, we have two tracks from the tribute albums that we've released here on frankblack.net under the controlling eye of Dean Katsiris, who we missed dearly this month. I wish he was here so that I wouldn't have to come up with cheesy openings all by myself. First, we're going to hear a song from Hey, a Pixies tribute. This is by Jeff America. How fitting, Jeff America on Independence Day. And he does a great version of Palace of the Brine. After that, we're going to hear from Mike DeSanto, his version of Pure Denizen of the Citizens Band from You Ain't Me, a tribute to Frank Black. We'll be back after these two songs. Enjoy Palace of the Brine and Pure Denizen of the Citizens Band.
Shut me out when I've driven every place that they call land. I talk plain talk, I see the moon sitting on the road, and I don't need no Chateaubriand. When I drive my car on the same stars and the miles are come back I demand. Gentlemen, please let me in. I don't know how I can make you understand. I'm a pure denizen of a citizen's band. I'm a pure denizen of a citizen's band. I'm a pure denizen of a citizen's band. I'm a pure denizen of a citizen's band.
Hey friends, you know what I do? If I was making the bucks, would I move into a place where all they have were trucks? Cause you know, there's one thing that I cannot stand. There's one thing that I cannot stand. Cannot stand. Can't stand. And that is this song. Just kidding.
Up next are two tracks that show two different but equally cool ways that Frank Black has interacted with his fan base over the years. The first is from a pre-core in the Netherlands. Now, for those who weren't around when this was going on, during, I believe it was the 2007 European tour, Frank Black was doing something called pre-cores. Instead of an encore, before the show, at a predetermined location, he would meet up with fans and he'd bring his acoustic guitar and do a couple of songs. This is Where's My Mind, and he plays the song really well, but also tells a really cool story in the beginning, sort of about the conception of the song. So enjoy Where's My Mind from the Netherlands, from a pre-core, and then afterwards, listen to The Water. Now, this song has been released on Christmas, and I believe a version's coming out on the Abba Bubba compilation, but this is, in my humble opinion, the best version. Maybe I feel that way because I was 2 feet from him when he recorded this. This is recorded on his tour bus in the fall of 2006 when the FrankBlack.net meetup happened in Saskatoon, and we were all lucky enough to sit on the bus and chat and then hear him play The Water mere feet from us. So Where Is My Mind and The Water, both live, both acoustic, both with fans. I think it's pretty cool. Enjoy.
The old faves. So, I made, every once in a while I make some money from it. I'm very happy about that. They put it in movies and things. And, my old girlfriend was in the, doing the makeup, and she stuck her head out, and she heard me writing the song and said, finish that song. That's a good one. Finish that one. And so she was right. So I finished it, and like I said, you know, see? I was going to show you my money that I have today, but I left it in the other pants. I'm sorry. I have no money on me. Okay. It's okay. Another angel. The Kim Deal angel. Shot mine a baby.
Guys that never heard the phrase, when in Rome. washing off that stupid sailor. Now he's gonna need a tailor for his very special day away on the water. I thought it would be very nice to go downtown and see the bullfight, but the beast had not a chance when I saw the lands. I heard the sound of a Volkswagen. They tied his body to the bumper and started dragging. I saw the blood separate away from the water. I hope they're doing okay. I left my wife and kids back in LA. I was no good at killing, so I started up gin milling, and I still just keep away from the water. I was no good at killing, so I started up gin milling, and I still just keep away to this day from the water.
Yay! Yay!
Last month I had the pleasure of talking to Sean Somm, son of Doug Somm, about his father's music and a little bit about what it's like to be stepping in for his father in this current incarnation of the Texas Tornadoes. We talked a little bit more, though, and specifically about Sunday Sunny Mill Valley Groove Day. Take a listen. Now, I wanted to ask you specifically about a song of your dad's, which is sort of the impetus for all of this was, you know, 15 years ago or so, Frank Black started playing this track live.
You're talking about Sunday Sunny Mill Valley Groove Day, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Now, what was your question about it then?
Do you have any memories of that song coming together? Do you remember your dad playing it ever? I know it was a B-side, or it was unreleased for a long time.
Oh, yeah. So I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. No, I don't. and let me explain why I'm saying that. That song didn't actually appear until the best of Doug Somm, Mr. Doug's Quintet. You know, the one is the best of, the one that came out a long time ago, and he's holding mandolin, he's beginning, he looks, you know, it's just him by himself, and it's a barren woman shots. I don't know if you know which one I'm talking about. It's the best of. Now, that's where that came out of. Now, that song came out from, was originally cut on the Mendocino sessions. And Atwood, when he's saying, and he's talking to Atwood, when he's saying, I want you fresh as a daisy at nine and all that shit, right? That's Atwood. That he's, and Atwood's the one that says nine, you know? And Atwood was a buddy of my dad's that wrote songs with him and jammed and would sing harmonies. The harmony to Tino and Dynamite Woman and all that is all Atwood, that big high harmony. So Atwood was there, and he was the one who cut la 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 and all that shit. Atwood was doing all those little harmonies on Mill Valley Groove Day. But you know, the truth of the matter is Dad never played it live. Not that I remember. And, you know, I played with him since I was a kid. Where I remember coming out is when PolyGram or whoever it was dug it out of the vaults for that best of, because I think Dad had to do some business stuff about it, and so they found it on that record. So we all kind of got turned on to it at the same time. Now, if there's other people that remember it before, you know, I'm not saying I'm the end-all, be-all authority. I'm just telling you my version of it, you know. But I do believe... I mean, I know for a fact it didn't come out on the Mendocino record and shit, you know.
Thanks again, Sean, for chatting with us. For more information on the Texas Tornadoes, please go to thetexastornadoes.com. Don't forget the. Now let's hear the officially released version of Sunday Sunny Mill Valley Groove Day that came out on Honeycomb. Enjoy.
Sunday
when there's nothing left to say, and all the clouds have faded away, and my mind wanders out there across the bay, just to be there in the morning with the sun coming through the trees. Well, you know there ain't no place I'd rather be. Sunday, sunny Mill Valley Groove Day. You can feel the magic in the air, and when it's up, la 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 la. Sunday, sunny Mill Valley Cool Day. You will have a wonderful time up there, and when it's over, when there's nothing left to say, and all the clouds have faded away, and my mind wanders out there across the bay, just to be there in the morning with the sun coming through the trees, where you know
you know what that sound means. It's time for a track from the frankblack.net salon. These are tracks that our listeners submit to us, and we are always very happy to play. This comes from a forum member named Johnny Ribcage, who plays in a band called Blue Jacket. It's called Sad Jane, and I really like this song. He's been trying to get my attention to play a song for a little while now, and when I finally got some time to listen to his band, I was blown away. So thank you, Johnny Ribcage. Thank you, Blue Jacket. Here's Sad Jane, followed by the self-released Sunday, Sunday, Mill Valley Groove Day version of Humboldt County Massacre.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Sad Jane took a day to a party, but she could not leave me. Sat down in a cloud of cigarettes and ceased to be a she that tried to enjoy the party, and words just left to try. She don't have
them someone they're after. And they might think around what makes you different from those girls. Just don't have doubt that they're in control of the situation. Show them what you're all about. Sad Jane, Sad Jane, Sad Jane.
Well, that's just about all the time we have for the FrankBlack.net podcast this month. Hope you're all enjoying your summer in the Northern Hemisphere and your winter in the Southern Hemisphere. Next month, I hope, will be the last podcast I have to do without Dean for a long time. But we'll see, I guess. So, to finish out this, we're going to play two more tracks released by BlackFrancis.net on their USB clips. The first one coming from the show from the States, Space Is Gonna Do Me Good. The second one, again from the Netherlands, Discotech 36. Enjoy, guys. Good night.
The islands of Phoenix in 2016 are making it up with hardihood. I'm done with adult matters. I'm a doing the catapult. I've a meaning to get out of Hollywood. Space is gonna do me good. Space is gonna do me good. It's not you I don't like, nor the boy is the same. I'm taking the turnpike, yeah, there's no point in to blame, oh yeah. Gonna do me good. Ooh. Space is gonna do me good. It's not you I don't like, no, the boy is the same. I'm taking the time right, there's no point in to blame. What's up, the man Ray? If you wanna stay tan, better to do it with a toy or a game, oh yeah.
I'm hoping you meet somebody special tonight.
Discotheque, 36 on the Richter scale. I'd seen you pouring out the ale. My triple sec, feeling like my first skin pop. You tasting like salty drop. Isn't that something? How I thought that I'd seen every woman that there was to be seen. Just doing my dumb thing, to make the scene. I ended up drinking from the stream. Up drinking my Alexandra at discotheque, 36 on the Richter scale. I seen you pouring out the ale. There comes a day, feel the good things in your heart as you look out on the window. It comes a day, I feel the good things in your heart as you look out of the window to this spot. Yeah, now something how I thought that I seen. Something.